In 1976, Barbara Walters' $1 million contract was paid half by ABC News and half by the network's entertainment division. When the movie Network was released, she was a bit defensive, telling TV critic Tom Shales that there would never be, quote, that kind of showbiz approach to the news the film depicted. In Network, an anchorman erupts and calls on viewers to join him in an iconic primal scream, to wit, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. And in that, he reflected his creator, screenwriter Paddy Chayefsky. From New York, WNYC's Sarah Fischko offers this profile.
We're live in 8, 7, 6.
A few weeks ago, on the season premiere of Aaron Sorkin's TV show Studio 60, one of the show's characters went berserk live on the air.
Change the channel. Turn off your TVs. Do it right now. Go ahead.
Doing a kind of insane truth-telling about television and society.
We're all being lobotomized by this country's most influential industry.
The style was frankly inspired by Howard Beale, the crazed anchorman of the film Network, the character created by screenwriter Paddy Chayefsky decades ago.
In a scene reminiscent of Paddy Chayefsky's classic film Network,
he was mad as hell and he wasn't going to take it anymore.
Network, now 30 years old, has come back in a big way this year, as has the memory of the Bronx-born writer who brought it to the screen. Chayefsky's career was meteoric and really very unwriter-like.
What do you feel like doing tonight?
I don't know, Ange. What do you feel like doing?
He had come into the public consciousness for the first time with the film Marty, whose two guys in a bar dialogue had quickly entered the language.
I say to you, what do you feel like doing tonight? And you say back to me, I don't know what you feel like doing tonight. Then we wind up sitting around your house with a couple of cans of beer watching a hit parade on television.
The story of a lonely butcher and a timid school teacher who find love. It had originally been a live TV drama with Rod Steiger and Nancy Marchand in 1953, and it became a phenomenon.
It was instantaneous. Overnight, everybody connected with it.
Sean Considine's 1994 biography of Chayefsky, Mad as Hell, has been reprinted this year. He says the dialogue in Marty is what captivated audiences, and actors, too. Nancy Marchand said the words just fell off your tongue. And the program really did explode onto the screen in its own quiet way, that night in 1953.
The next day, the actors were walking in the street, and everybody had seen it or seen Rod Steiger and said, they were yelling out the windows, hey, Marty.
Chayefsky, born Sidney Chayefsky and nicknamed Paddy in the Army, had started out wanting to be a playwright, but he'd gone to Hollywood when one of his magazine stories was bought by a studio. Out there in the late 40s, it was not the best time for writers.
They were the lowest on the totem pole. As Ben Hecht said, they were a cross between a doormat and a groundhog.
And when the studio turned Paddy's script over to one writer after another for revisions, Chayefsky walked out.
He was not happy with that situation. He decided that if he ever went back to Hollywood, he would have total control.
Marty was his chance. It was in his contract that only he could do the rewrites this time. And as far as anyone knew, it was the first such arrangement. The movie starred Ernest Borgnine and Betsy Blair, and it sold out night after night in New York. It was cheered at the Cannes Film Festival, and it won Chayefsky his first screenwriting Oscar. He was already the writer as major star.
You know what my last picture, Stardust Girl, did in New York City opening week?
He fought for creative control again and won in The Goddess, his 1958 movie about the rise of a Hollywood screen idol played by Kim Stanley and inspired by the life of Marilyn Monroe.
All you know is I just run off on me!
Again, the dialogue dominated.
I hate you so much, I don't know how to tell you how much I hate you. You just get out of my house! Just get out!
In fact, at that point, the writer of the movie, Chayefsky, was a much bigger star than the actress, Kim Stanley. They even promoted the film with a picture of our hero toiling at his typewriter. Still, with all his success in movies, his dream was to be writing great plays. He wrote them, and a few were produced in New York, but they weren't quite great enough to be taken seriously.
The New York critics, you know, had savaged his work. So that's where all the fury and the anger come. He never became the playwright he thought he should have been, like an Arthur Miller or a Tennessee Williams. So he decided to turn around and he would take the gifts he had as a playwright and bring them to the screen, and he started that with the hospital.
What are you going to do about those 14 ghetto people, baby?
I am not
going to do anything.
We were coming out of 1969, 1970. It was, you know, drug use, had the crime, the corruption, everything had escalated. So he used hospital as a microcosm of society in New York. That's what he used, or contemporary society.
It is all rubbish.
By the time of The Hospital, starring George C. Scott, Chayefsky had arrived at a kind of speechifying that really hadn't been heard in movies in just that way.
We have established the most enormous medical entity ever conceived, and people are sicker than ever. We cure nothing! We heal nothing!
The speeches that he had in The Goddess now became arias, practically, in hospital. This suicidal doctor, who was essentially, who was Patty, as was Howard Beale, the mad anchorman in Network. These were Patty Chayefsky.
We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore.
Chayefsky's always been my sole role model as a screenwriter.
Notorious bad boy screenwriter Joe Esterhaus was in town recently promoting his new book, The Devil's Guide to Hollywood, The Screenwriter as God. Esterhaus wrote Basic Instinct and Jagged Edge, among other films. We wound up talking about Patty Chayefsky.
What he did, as opposed to almost all screenwriters, is fight tooth and nail to the wall, clawing, using his elbows, using his knees to preserve his vision.
Why did he have to fight so hard? Because everyone, says Joe Esterhaus, everyone's a writer.
Whether you're talking about the studio executive or the actor or the cab driver, you know, or the gopher or the gaffer or the director, they all think they're writers and they all want to change and rewrite what you've done. It's insanity. The only way to stop that is by fighting, and then that's what Patty did.
After Network, for which he won his third Oscar, there were terrible problems for Chayefsky with a film called Altered States. Suffice it to say, they found new ways to challenge Chayefsky's control. And without that, says biographer Sean Considine, he was a desperate man.
The control took over. He was controlaholic. That killed him. The rage killed him.
It broke Patty's heart.
Patty Chayefsky died in 1981. At age 58.
His final words were, "I tried." And then I think they are the most heartbreaking words coming from a screenwriter.
We sit in the house and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone.
Unless you count the words from Network, the popular film about a popular medium that went too far for comfort.
Everything he spoke about happened.
I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the...
That Chayefsky speechifying, corny and overdrawn and on the brink of absurdity though it may be, still makes us listen.
My life has value!
Even a little harder now. For On the Media, I'm Sarah Fishko.
I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs.
That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Megan Ryan, Tony Field, Jamie York, and Mike Volo, and edited by Brooke. Dylan Keefe is our technical director and Jennifer Munson our engineer. We had engineering help from Wayne Schulmeister and other help from Alicia Rebensdorf and Michael McLaughlin. Our webmaster is Amy Pearl.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer and John Keefe our executive producer. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. You can listen to the program and find free transcripts, MP3 downloads, and our podcast at onthemedia.org and email us at onthemedia@wnyc.org. This is On the Media from WNYC. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
Support for On the Media comes from the Bidell Foundation, the Ford Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, the John and Anna Maria Phillips Foundation, the Overbrook Foundation, and the listeners of WNYC Radio. This is NPR.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.